Time here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Charlotte Jones, RNIB Knowledge Communications Officer, to find out all about the next in her RNIB Insight Pod Bites podcast series, which is all about technology for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, Charlotte, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thank you for having me.
Charlotte, before we talk a bit about the next episode in your fantastic podcast, would you mind giving me a bit of overview and maybe a bit of background to the podcast as to sort of where the idea came from and what the podcast is all about?
Of course, yes. So it all started because at RNIB we've got a wealth of research and insight around sight loss, and especially what it's like for people with little or no sight. And, you know, on a range of topics as well. And I was really keen to get that information out as widely as we can. So that's why I thought a podcast was a great way to do that, because, you know, an audio format I know is very preferred for people with sight loss, so they can just listen to it and enjoy it. And also for people with different learning styles as well. Some people prefer listening to new information and take it in better that way. So that's where the podcast came from. So it's Insight Pod Bites. We launched it in August, and the first episode was all around managing finances and particularly the cost of living crisis, knowing that blind and partially sighted people were being disproportionately affected. So we just ran through some key insights, and we spoke with a couple of customers about their own experiences. And that really is just the theme that I want to do with other episodes. You know, it's going to be a real mixture of research and insight, but also real voices from blind and partially sighted people within the community as well.
And your next episode is all around technology for blind and partially sighted people. And we were going to hear part of the podcast in a moment. But before we do, Charlotte, are there a couple of points around technology for blind and partially sighted people from the podcast that you would like to share with listeners? And of course, the podcast does highlight the great work of the RNIB Tech for Life team too.
Certainly. So from researching and, you know, reading what we hold on technology, we saw a real mixture of good and bad experiences that blind and partially sighted people were sharing. And I had several conversations as well with blind and partially sighted people about their own tech experiences, which are scattered throughout the podcast, so you'll hear that. But technology, we are seeing that people with sight loss are twice as likely as the general population to be digitally excluded. And, you know, that can be down to many reasons. You know, we know people, as they lose their sight, they may lose digital skills as well. They might lose their confidence with technology. It could also be down to inaccessible devices and websites and apps as well that are creating technological barriers for blind and partially sighted people. But we also look at the good side of technology. Technology brings many positives with the right support, and especially through our Tech for Life team, we see that blind and partially sighted people become more confident. Technology becomes a real enabler for them. It enables them to do things independently. So that's been really great to see.
Okay, well, we're going to hear part of the podcast now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Charlotte Jones, Knowledge Communications Officer at RNIB. And in this episode of Insight Pod Bites, we'll explore why blind and partially sighted people experience digital exclusion and what barriers they face when it comes to technology, but also how, with the right support and guidance, technology can be a real enabler. Our research has revealed that internet use, digital skills and technology take-up is lower amongst people with sight loss. And compared to the general population, blind and partially sighted people are twice as likely to be digitally excluded. When it comes to using the internet, 2/3 of people with sight loss access the internet every day, but as many as 1 in 5 never go online. Why are we seeing this lower engagement with technology? While people with sight loss face many barriers when it comes to technology, these can include a loss in digital skills when they lose their sight, as well as a lack of knowledge and confidence in using assistive technology. It can also be an overwhelming experience for people learning how much technology is out there which could help them, as one lady describes.
Yeah, there is a lot out there. It's a question of how much I've learned to use it and what's comfortable with me. As I said, when I went to Moorfield, they gave me a long list, the low visual unit, and I thought, oh my God, that just scares me about having about 10 pages of what's available.
However, technology also provides many benefits for people with sight loss. It is a key enabler, providing them with a newfound independence and empowerment. In recent years, smart technologies such as smart speakers, smart watches, virtual assistants, and voice recognition software has proven to be a real benefit.
I'd use a smart speaker because that's easier than trying to, set an alarm in the morning. It's easier than me trying to put my glasses on, try and look at my phone when I've just woken up, try and turn the alarm off. Whereas this, I can just say what I want to set the alarm for, and in the morning I can just tell it to just turn off.
I prefer using the smart speaker to my phone where possible because you can just speak to it. You know that Morrison's partner with Amazon, so you can order things through Amazon Echoes and they're added to your Morrison's basket.
People with sight loss also use technology, especially apps, to help with navigating out and about.
Again, my smartphone, I use Google Maps, walking direction and listening to it, turn left, turn right. I think that's quite useful. I use a white, long white cane as well, but it's good to have that.
Technology can also support people with employment, volunteering, and learning.
In terms of learning, as in class learning as well, because you can access your learning, your material via screen reader.
So while I had an iPad where I used to work, I would take it into training and set it up in front of me if I wasn't near the front, near the trainer, turn the camera or the magnifier app on and just zoom in on the presentation or the presenter so I could see them a bit better.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Insight Pod Bites.
The Insight Pod Bites technology podcast can be heard in full by searching for RNIB and Insight Pod Bites technology from wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, the RNIB Tech for Life team can help with any questions you have relating to using technology as a blind or partially sighted person. And they can be contacted through the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email them on tfl@rnib.org.uk. Charlotte, what might be in the next episode of Insight Pod Bites?
Yes, so I've got a couple of themes lined up, Toby, and I think the next couple ones will be around employment, especially as we know only one in four blind and partially sighted people of working age on employment. So I really want to explore that a little bit more and speak with a few people. And also I'm really keen to do one around emotional support and well-being around living with sight loss as well.
Well, we hope to hear those soon. And thank you very much indeed, Charlotte Jones, RNIB Knowledge Communications Officer, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about your podcast, Insight Pod Bites.
Thank you, Toby.